Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor set for August 26th. What does that fight do for boxing?
I know what it does for boxing. It makes a lot of money, I think, for the people putting it on.
Should the Lakers go get Paul George right now?
Without question. The only thing that they should not do is forfeit the number two overall pick.
First of all, if I'm James Dolan, I'm firing Phil Jackson before I trade Kristaps Porzingis. The problem in New York now is Porzingis basically wants out. He's not happy with the way Phil runs the organization, with the way he treats people, with the way he treats Carmelo Anthony.
Yes, yes. Welcome, Tribe members. Welcome back to the Tribe Podcast. I'm your host, Dave Love. And with me today is my man, Eric.
What's happening, y'all?
And to the left of me is Rich.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening.
How's everybody week?
Good? Busy.
Long. Busy, yes.
Long you know, as hell, all of us. This whole week's been busy.
Yes, it's been a busy week. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for taking the time. Please come in with your comments and questions, whatever.
We ain't got no questions in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know. Has our producer even looked at that stuff yet? Probably not. No. Not sorry about that. He'll get back on track, people. He'll get back on track. guys, there was a couple things that happened this week, and surprising, a lot of basketball news came in this week. Oh. But we're going to start off with the mega fight, supposedly. Well, at least a money-making mega fight.
Yeah.
Canelo finally, and Triple G?
No, I said money making.
Oh, money making. You said mega fight.
I didn't say like a regular
Canelo
fight.
Canelo and Triple G. But go ahead though, man.
But it's finally confirmed. It's finally been official. Floyd Money Mayweather and Conor McGregor set for August 26th, y'all. Now, what was your guys' first reaction? Rich, go ahead. I mean, we did talk about this before, but it wasn't official. It is official. Did you think it was going to get done this year?
I did not think. I know we talked about this, I think like a month or so ago, and I didn't have faith it was going to get done this year, and I was afraid if it did get done next year, it would lose its steam and no one would really care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think it's going to be the highest paid worst fight. Like, I just don't think it's, I mean, it's a boxer versus an MMA guy. I mean, I think we all know what the outcome is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Eric.
I also, like Rich said, I also agreed that, I also said that it wasn't going to happen this year. If it happened at all. I really didn't think it was going to happen at all. But now that it's official, mm-hmm. I mean, I still think it's going to be, like you say, a snooze fest. Come on, we already know what Floyd going to do. He going to dance around the ring, play that real good defense. Uh-huh. You know, McGregor going to come in for a couple shots, but not going to be too aggressive. Floyd going to win at 12. By decision.
Right. You know what, guys? I called it. I said, this man, Floyd Mayweather, is not going to be upstaged by Canelo and Triple G. I said, you know what? He's going to take some of that attention, because he's an attention whore. He says, no. he slapped their hand and said, no. And I'm going to make it 2 weeks before your damn fight. Just to take some of that attention off of your ass.
Yeah.
So here he is, the intentional whore himself, grabbing that attention. Smart business, I ain't gonna lie. Smart business, as far as the business aspect. Very smart. So yeah, I called it. I said if it wasn't gonna happen 2017, it was damn for sure it was gonna happen in the beginning of 2018. But they made it right before the Canelo and Triple G fight, which is, I'm not surprised, because I just told you.
Yeah.
So the next question, obviously, and I'll go right to you, Eric, is is this good or bad for boxing or even possibly UFC?
I'm going to say, I think it's bad. I don't see no good coming out this fight.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got a, you know, McGregor, he's from the MMA, and, you know, Floyd is a professional boxer. You know what I'm saying? McGregor is not a professional boxer. So why is he trying to step into the ring with a professional, an undefeated professional boxer at that? I mean, Floyd, 49, and people say, oh, maybe he can get up in there and, you know, sneak one in, you know, get a good shot in and maybe knock him out. Ain't nobody did that in 49 fights.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Floyd, it's like he didn't perfected his craft to the point where he's just not gonna lose, especially to a guy that's a damn that's not a professional fighter.
Well, like you say, he's not even a professional fighter. He's an amateur, basically.
Yeah.
He's a novice.
Oh, well, boxer. I said fighter, but boxer.
Yeah. You know? A novice. Rich.
I agree with Eric. I think it is bad for boxing. Boxing was struggling as it is. I know they've had like Canelo coming up and everything, but with Mayweather, whenever he retired, I felt like boxing was kind of like they stalled for a little bit. But with this, it's kind of like making a joke of boxing. You're bringing in this guy who's not even a professional boxer, like you guys were saying, versus the best boxer. I don't know about ever, but one of the best boxers.
Pound for pound, the best boxer.
But yeah, to go up against him, it's kind of like a joke. I mean, it's like making a joke of boxing and what it stood for and what it did for the, you know, since long ago. That's why I don't think it's going to be any good.
Because we all know boxing. McGregor stands no chance.
Now, we know that.
They was the meet in the octagon.
Yeah, it would be different.
Then right, it'd be a totally different, you know what I'm saying, fight or whatever. But in a ring. McGregor or whoever they put against Mayweather.
And like, is this going to lead off to something else? Are they going to keep doing this? Mixing MMA with boxing? Bringing the MMA guy to fight Canelo or GGG? It's just, I don't know.
Once this fight bombed.
You think it's over?
Oh yeah, they're not going to do this again. I don't even think Dana White, the president for the, I don't even think he wanted to make this fight happen.
Oh yeah, he did. It's money. It's money, man.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to think about
the integrity of his sport. No, honestly, with Dana White, his thing is he always gives people the match that they want, regardless.
Yeah.
He always made sure he had the Ronda Rousey fights fighting the people they want, the McGregor versus the Diaz, whatever fight he wanted. Besides boxing. Because boxing never did that, or hasn't done in a while. They always waited years later.
Like the Pacquiao.
Like the Pacquiao Mayweather. You know what I'm saying? Finally, they're doing it with the Triple G and Canelo.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's with Conor doing this, all he's thinking about is dollar signs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Same thing with Floyd.
You know? I actually think this might be different. I think this might be good for boxing, and actually, I don't know if it's going to help the UFC because when Floyd beats him, because I'm guessing, everybody's guessing Floyd's going to beat him.
When he beat him.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to say, man, that is so much more technical than UFC because, UFC, McGregor's used to a couple rounds. This can go to 12 rounds or whatever.
Which it is.
So McGregor doesn't have that endurance like Floyd Mayweather has. You know what I'm saying? That shit takes a toll, man. You know what I'm saying? And round after round, just doing the endurance, trying to hit. You know, he's used to hitting people without gloves. He's got gloves on now. But, you know, the one thing I do give this credit, and I love to see, is the pregame, the pre-fight. Mm-hmm. And that's the trash talking, the comedy, you know what I'm saying, the entertainment.
Yeah,
that's all
it's gonna be is entertainment
entertain. That's what I'm saying. Before the actual fight, that's gonna be the best part is the entertainment part of them going back and forth with each other because they can put on a show. They're entertainers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So and the best part about that is it's free. We ain't gotta buy to watch that. So you know it's. I don't know. It might be good for boxing because maybe you'll get people from UFC to watch this. And then hopefully they can, I don't know if they will, but maybe they will promote Canelo and Triple G a couple weeks before. So this maybe they'll say, you know what? Let's see what boxing has to offer. They said they have this other fight.
They know boxing is on the verge of, you know, I ain't going to say dying, but they needed something to, you know what I'm saying, get a spark.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And maybe this will give them a spark.
But you telling me that this is the fight that people want to see? Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. This is the fight boxing fans want to see.
No, not boxing fans.
Yeah. Who are we talking about then?
Anti-Floyd fans and UFC fans.
Yeah, they're going to...
Now, they're not boxing fans, but they're UFC fans and anti-Floyd.
That's why I say this is going to be the highest paid, worst fight. Because you know
I don't know, man, because Canelo that last fight sucked ass. I'm not going to lie. That Pacquiao and Mayweather, and you could say, oh, just because that's just how good Mayweather was. Okay, fine, but it still sucked.
Yeah.
It still sucked.
His last fight against Alberto sucked.
Yeah.
This fight going to be terrible.
At least you got the pre-stuff to, you know what I'm saying, to at least, the hypeness at least be better than the other ones. Because the other fighters, and Floyd's loving this because Floyd's always the one who's always has to hype the fight and put in the entertainment. This one, he's like, oh, shit, McGregor's just as like me with his entertainment stuff. So he'll put, I don't have to put as much effort into the entertainment as other opponents have.
Because all the hype's already there.
All the hype's over there.
Yeah, the hype's all there right now.
So
that's all this fight's going to be is hype.
So is it clear across the board that, well, at least you two, it's going to hurt boxing after this fight?
I think it is.
I think it's going to hurt UFC more than it's going to hurt boxing. I don't think it's going to hurt boxing. I think it's going to give it more praise because they're going to say, wow, it's way more endurance and way more technical than people originally thought it was. The people who aren't boxing fans, they might have to, they're going to see that. All right, folks. All right, tribe members. Let us know what you think. Is this going to be a good fight, bad fight? Is it good or bad for boxing or UFC? Let us know. So that's really how much we got it for the Mayweather-McGregor. We'll go in more details as August 26th comes because there's some more questions we're going to get into about that. So, fellas, we're going to have to dip into here and jump right into the NBA. All right, fellas, there's a lot of stuff going on with the name of PG-13, Paul George. There's a lot of questions with this guy. So let's just start off. He told the Pacers, hey, this is my last season. I'm not going to re-sign with you in 2018. He basically hinted, you know, he's interested in the Lakers. So I'm going to just start off right then and there. Just get that question out of the way. Eric, I'll go straight to you.
Mm-hmm.
Was that good or bad by Paul George announcing that like that?
It was kind of a bitch move. I mean, that's been his team for what? He's been in the league, what, 7, 8 years?
Yeah.
This has been his team. I mean, I look at it like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he know that, you know, they going to trade him this year.
Right.
He making it seem like he going to leave after this season. He's not going to be in Indiana this year.
Right.
Indiana looking at it like, you know what I'm saying, why would we keep you for one more year and you leave when we could trade you now and get something for you?
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, he's definitely not going to be in Indiana this year, I think. And if Larry Bird and the Pacers, they smart, they would try to get, you know, maybe, you know, I mean, they got options. A lot of options. A lot of rumors going around. A lot of sources. A lot of, you know, this and that. They got options. But, yeah, I say trade him as soon as possible. Otherwise, you're going to walk out the door and you ain't going to get nothing.
Mm-hmm. So, Rich, to you, do you think, was this a good decision by Paul George by announcing, like I asked Eric, by announcing this like this?
No, I agree with Eric. It was not a good move by him to do that. Because, like he was saying, it's going to happen either way. He's not going to be with the Pacers. With Larry Bird, left, right? Didn't he leave the Pacers?
Yeah, Larry Bird left. Right after the playoffs.
So
he obviously knew something was up. Yeah, he's like, Paul, he already knew George wasn't going to stay. He's like, I'm not going to deal with trying to rebuild this whole fucking team again.
No.
He says, let me just get out of here and save my sanity. But anyways, go ahead.
So, yeah, he's going to play somewhere next year. He's not going to be in a Pacer uniform. I don't know if he's going to be in a Laker uniform or if he's going to be in a Cav uniform. Because those are the two teams that we keep on hearing. And, like, small teams like the Rockets have been thrown in there trying to get Paul George. But it seems like Paul George and Jimmy Butler are the two players that everyone's going after. But no, I don't. I do think it was a bad move by him to announce this.
You know, you took the words right out of mouth, player. You say that was a bitch move. The reason why I say it's a bitch move was not that he wants to leave, to pronounce it like that. And now everybody knows. All these teams know now.
Yeah.
It gives the Pacers no leverage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now that he proclaimed about the Lakers are like, well, we don't have to really give up assets because, you know, next year he's coming here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because he did say that's
what now
he wants to
the Pacers have even weaker leverage that he made it so proclaimed it like that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say, I'm not saying it's bitch for him to leave. Fine. If that's every player's decision. But him to make it like that, he could have just been like, hey, you know, you might want to test me on the market. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and closed doors instead of getting out like this and basically saying, because we heard reports before he was telling people in the locker room after the last playoff game that he was hinting that he was leaving, that he liked that L.A. was calling his name.
Because, you know, once word get out, They are going to trade him.
But he could have just man up and say, you know what, and go to whoever was there, not Larry Bird, but the president, say, you know what, just to him, close doors. Because now he didn't give him leverage. You know what I'm saying? Lakers, they don't really have, even though they want him, they really don't have to trade for him because they're like, well, I mean, he's interested in. Now, that's another question.
If they wait back, somebody else going to get him.
But wait.
Cleveland going to get him.
But yeah. That's before Paul George said he wanted out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now, because he said that and all these teams are hearing about that, now they're after him. You know what I'm saying?
Because after this news, that's when the Cavs said, hey,
yeah, that's when the Cavs said, yeah, exactly.
But so if he would have just kept it quiet, I mean, they could have just done it under the, you know, straight to the Lakers, what he wanted. But now the Cavs are going after him, the Lakers are going after him, the Rockets are going after him, but so many teams are going to go after him now.
And I feel bad because it is a small market. Indiana is a small market team.
It's a small market, you know, but that team is not that bad.
I was about to say they were bad.
I mean, they were bad. I mean, from a talent standpoint, they are not that bad.
They're not. They weren't that bad. If I named you on the roster on that team from last season, it was Paul George,
CJ Miles,
Monte Ellis,
Miles Turner.
Jeff Teague. I mean,
you'd have been like, okay. And then in the East, you'd be like, oh, okay. But they were like the Cavs role players. They didn't measure up to what they were supposed to. Anyways.
But let me say this, because I've seen a lot of people on Instagram, a lot of people on Facebook and Twitter comparing Paul George doing this to what KD did. They cannot compare those Thunder to this year's Pacers. The fact that the Thunder that year went to the Western Conference Finals, you can't compare those two teams. You can't compare what Paul George is doing, the same thing.
It's not even close. And I know you want to say something, Dave.
Come on, man. You love yourself some Durant.
It's not even close, man.
I'm not going to say nothing.
Like you say, if a man want to leave,
fine.
You know, do you.
I just
do what's best for you and your situation.
I just thought
it's just the way Kevin Durant left and who he left for.
Right.
Is what I got a problem with.
I mean, you guys got a problem. I mean, I just got a problem with Paul George just not helping the Pacers out of giving them leverage.
No, yeah, I agree with
you. You know
that,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with that.
They have no leverage now.
Okay.
They can offer him bombs if they wanted to. They know they have to get rid of him February 14th, I think it is. They have to get rid of him before February 14th, even if they only get second-round pick. They have to get something out of this.
Exactly.
Because they're going to get nothing.
Right.
So that goes right into my next question. You know, his name is involved in a lot of these teams. You got, of course, you got the Lakers. You got
Cleveland.
You got Cleveland, who's really strong in pursuing.
Were in the Celtics? Didn't they Celtics?
Yeah, the Celtics were. They were more
with Jimmy Butler. I think they more for Butler.
Oh, okay,
Yeah. Paul George.
Here we go. My question is do you, if he goes, elects to go to the Cavs, right? Would that make them? Would that set the bar? Then would they be enough to go against the Warriors? Now, depends who would you give up to for Paul George.
I mean, when I think about it, I mean, you think about that big three. First of all, if they do get Paul George, because you got to give up something to get something. Mm-hmm. So you got to give up, you know, Kevin Love and you know maybe another role player, maybe a pick or whatever. But you think about that big three: Kyrie Irving, Paul George, LeBron James. Has there ever been a better big three in the history of the NBA? Don't say Golden State now. I mean, they good, but that big three in Indiana, I mean, Cleveland would be some nice. You just put some nice little, you know, surround them with some role players, you know, improve that bench a little bit, you know. Man, I say make the move.
Man, I ain't going to lie. With that team, you know, it ain't no game five. They'll make it to game six and then lose in the finals.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Rich. Go ahead.
No, it would be nice seeing him on the Cavs. If that does happen, and that Paul George would be the player to push him over the top. Because I like Kevin Love, but like he was saying, you're going to have to give up something to get something. And the Cavs have no picks this year. So they couldn't give up any picks this year. They might have to wait. They might have to give us something for next year or the year after that, but teams are looking for picks this year. They want to start improving now. So they would have to give up Kevin Love and maybe J.R. Smith, or I don't know, one of the players.
Do we
have
forget though?
There.
He kind of plays the same position as LeBron James. So how
but
you
he's 6'10".
But wait, he's not that great as far as field goal percentage from the 3-point line. That's what they need. You know what I'm saying? They really don't have. He's not that.
They need a playmaker. You had that third playmaker.
A playmaker.
Yeah, I mean, you got Kyrie, you got, you know what I'm saying, LeBron. But wouldn't it be nice to have that third guy that can create his own shot, that can do his own thing? I'm not saying he got to be dynamic from the three-point line, but he can create his own shot, though. Ain't that what they need right now?
So what you're saying is they need somebody to cover LeBron James when he goes to the bench for 5 minutes.
That, too. I mean, because these guys do need rest. You know they're going to be resting LeBron a lot more next year. Mm-hmm. You know this. So wouldn't it be nice to have Paul George and Kyrie out there? You know what I'm saying? Let LeBron rest a little bit. Get him a little rest. And, you know. But you're right, though. You know, they do play the same position. But like I say, Paul George is 6'10".
Yeah.
And we know, you know what I'm saying, power forwards nowadays, we don't have Charles Barkley or Karl Malone or Tim Duncan out there. These guys are stretch fours. They shooting three. Ain't nobody down there banging no more. Man, Paul George would be perfect for that team. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say perfect, but I just think, you know what I'm saying, he would get them closer to Golden State than what they are right now.
So you don't see him going to a Clippers or anything? You think it's either the Cavs or the Lakers?
Yeah, I think it's between those two.
If you're the Lakers, would you pull that trigger, though, and not wait till next year?
Or they better do something. Otherwise, you know, Cleveland going to get them. They talking about giving up, what, like 2 picks, and I think Julius Randle to get them. Now,
but I'm not Rich, sure that's you enough. Did say something interesting earlier today about the Lakers, how they're really confident about something else too.
Oh yeah, the fact that they're making space, because I mean they already traded D'Angelo Russell and Mozgov, so they're making cap space for LeBron and Paul George. That's those are the two players that they want, and they seem pretty confident that they're making all this space for them. But I don't see LeBron leaving.
You don't?
He's not leaving this year.
I don't know.
This season's coming up. He's going to be there in Cleveland. He might leave after next season.
We're talking about after this next season, though.
Oh, yeah. He might leave.
Yeah, he might leave.
Because, you know what I'm saying? He only got 1 year left on his contract. So, yeah, he might leave after next season. Yeah.
Well, his wife does like La La Land. You know what I'm saying? She does like the L.A. life. So, you know, who knows? Maybe 2018, if Paul George goes to the Cavs for 1 year stint. And then both of them say, hey, let's go to L.A., that'd be some shit.
I can see that
happening.
That
would be some shit right there.
I can see that happening.
You know what I'm saying? But do you think that even if he doesn't go opt out, do you think LeBron can convince Paul George to stay after one season with the Cavs? Honestly.
I mean, I'm not even sure LeBron want to be there after next season. You
I think things
saying?
Are getting sour over there, yeah, especially I mean, with them yeah, firing the GM. Yeah.
I can see LeBron being there this year, but I'm not
Is it
sure
because
he
he's thinking about his age and nutrition where, you know what, I need to be with some younger guys, maybe. I'm not saying, because there is old, his role players are old now. They're up there in
they
age.
They got a couple guys that's,
you know what I'm saying?
30,
Other
mid-30s.
Than Kyrie and Kevin Love, of course, if they have Paul George. Almost seems like Love is the one trading asset that they have that they're willing to put out there.
Yeah,
I mean, they want a big name like a Paul George or you know,
Jimmy
Gordon
Butler.
Hayward or Jimmy Butler or somebody like that. Yeah, you got to put out Kevin Love because you have really nobody else. Ain't nobody going to want Darren Williams and Iman Shumpert. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, you got
to
put love out there.
Go straight to another question. So Jimmy Butler was in talks. They were saying they were trying to get a third team into the Cavs deal with the Phoenix Suns. They were saying they were trying to get like Eric Bledsoe and Kevin Love for Jimmy Butler. Eric, if you were the Bulls, would you kind of be interested in that deal if they could make that scenario happen?
Yeah, I gotta admit. I mean, Eric Bledsoe, the point guard from Phoenix, yeah, he's pretty good. He's pretty damn good. Kevin Love is a lot better than what he showed in Cleveland. I mean, he's the third option in Cleveland. If he came to Chicago, he'd be, I won't say first, but definitely the second option. And he'd be playing more like he did the Kevin Love that was in Minnesota. We'll see more of that than what we've seen recently from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So back to you, Rich. What do you think? Do you think?
I think it would be a dream come true for the Chicago fans doing that, but
I wouldn't say all that.
Wait, hold on. Let me tell you right now. There's already breaking news that Jimmy Butler wants to stay in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
And that's because of what happened with Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade picked up his option to get $24 million, right? This year, $24 million.
Yeah,
he's gonna stay with the Bulls.
And would you say about Dwayne Wade if he didn't pick up that option, Eric?
If he didn't pick it up,
yeah.
You a damn fool.
There you go.
Shit, $24 million, man. Hell yeah.
So you know? it looks like there could be another year with Butler and Wade on the same team and see what happens with that. That's if the Bulls aren't tempted to trade Butler. I mean, who knows?
I don't know, man. Being a Bulls fan, what I saw last year, it's like I cannot sit there and watch what I saw last year for a whole nother season. I mean, for whatever reason, I mean, I thought, you know, with Rondo and Wade coming here, that this team was going to be pretty good. I said maybe at the worst, fourth in the
East.
You
know what?
They barely made the playoffs.
Let's be honest with you. Those first two games that people can say, oh, it's just a hoax or whatever. Those first two games that they won against Boston in the playoffs, I think me and you thought that was the team that was going to be there the whole season.
Yeah, I did. I know I did.
I thought that was going to be the team that was going to be there the whole season, and it wasn't. It was just for those two first playoff games. Now, whether it was a coach or whatever or whatever it may be, or the water they were drinking, who knows? But, I mean, we did see a glimpse of what we thought we were going to see this past season, but it never came through. But anyways, let's go back on track. If you were Cleveland and you had the option to trade Kevin Love and whatever, a couple of assets, for Paul George or Jimmy Butler, Rich, who would you pick if you were Cleveland, if you had the pickings of Paul George and Jimmy Butler?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I got to go with Jimmy Buckets, though.
Really?
I've always loved Jimmy Butler since he's been with the Bulls, and he's from H-Town. So maybe a little on the outskirts of H-Town, but either way. So
you gotta admit, you know what I'm saying, Jimmy Butler, he is way more clutch than Paul George. You know what I'm saying? I mean, being a Bulls fan, I hope Jimmy stays in Chicago. I don't see it happening. I really think he's going to leave or get traded. But if I had to pick between the two, if I was Cleveland with that team they got right now, I mean, of course, maybe Jimmy will fit in a little bit better because he's a two guard.
Yeah.
You know, so you got a backcourt of, you know what I'm saying, Jimmy Butler and Kyrie Irving, you got LeBron playing a three. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. That way you ain't got to have Paul George playing out of position at the four spot. Even though he can do it, you know, and so he'd still be playing out of position. So, I mean, maybe Jimmy make a little bit more sense for
the
team.
Another thing I love about Jimmy is that, like, he's a star in the NBA. I consider him a star.
Oh, yeah. He's a star.
But he doesn't see himself like that. He doesn't feel like, hey, give me the ball. Whenever the second slide, give me the ball. Whenever there's a last shot, give me the ball. I deserve the ball.
Stay humble, Jimmy. Yeah. Stay humble.
Yes, he's humble. But PG-13, I mean, we saw in the playoffs how it was, you know, he's got to pass the ball to me. Give me the ball the last second. Even though he's not shit in clutch moments. But either way, I'd rather pick Jimmy. Mm. And that's another reason I'd pick Jimmy.
Okay.
What about you, Dave?
Me?
Yeah, what about you, man?
If I was a Cavs, I would pick Paul George because that is one team I don't want to see Jimmy go to. I want Jimmy to win, but I don't want him to go to the enemy. No.
Oh, but you cool with Kevin Durant doing it. You was a hypocrite,
man. That's the enemy, man. Come on,
but
man.
I'm just saying, you cool with Kevin Durant going to the enemy.
Man, that's not my team. I'm just saying, okay. Chicago Bulls is my team, and that's just, that's like a Bears fan saying, yeah, one of our top star go to the Packers. You want to see that? Hell no. Yeah. Man, no way. Uh-uh. No. Please, Jimmy. Pick any team but Cleveland. I don't care. Just not Cleveland.
All right.
All right, fellas. Oh, it's time for Rapid Reaction. I had to do something a little bit. Bop. Bop. Okay, all right, guys.
You guys ready? Nice.
You guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
No little notepads around here.
No notepads.
Don't hate on my notepad, dog. You know,
Eric writes his questions on notepads, but it's okay, though. Oh, I mean,
all good.
I actually like it, you know.
I'm old school. Yeah, come on, man.
Come on. Yes, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, all right, guys. You ready?
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with you, Rich. Let's go. Okay. Reports that Andre Iguodala is considering testing the free market. What do you think? Should he test the free market, go to a different team? And if he does, what team would you pick?
I would. I hear the Clippers are one of the teams that are interested in him, and that is the team I would pick if I were him. He's gonna make more money in free agency than he would with the Warriors.
All right. Eric, coming to you, my man. All right. We just talked about Jimmy Butler. So, Mad Phil, Crazy Phil, Psycho Phil Jackson is saying that he's looking at some taking some offers on Kristaps Porzingis.
How do you say that?
Kristaps Porzingis. Anyway. So, all right. Okay. So, let's just be fantasy here. So, let's just say Phil says, you know what? Chicago, I'll give up Porzingis straight up for Jimmy Butler. Would you do it?
Hell no.
No.
I wouldn't even mess with New York in no kind of way. That franchise is a bigger mess than the Chicago Bulls.
I'm talking about Porzingis,
I understand
though.
Porzingis. Let him stay over there in New York, though. Not for Jimmy Butler straight up. Nah.
Wow. Wow, I'm shocked about that end.
He's young, man.
It's like 2021 at the most.
Okay, Jimmy is 26. I mean, I see Jimmy was in his early 30s. I say maybe do, but right now, hell no.
Okay,
back to you, Rich. Let's get this going. There's been reports about Chris Paul, and a lot of teams are interested in him. And one team it is interested is the Houston Rockets. What is the likelihood of that actually happening? Do you see that happening, and would that be a good fit?
I see a slim chance of that happening, honestly, unless we give up or unless we get rid of some of the players that we have right now. But it would be a dream if he did come to the Rockets. But I don't know how well Harden and Chris Paul would get along. I don't know about that.
All right, Eric, we're back to you. We're going to go into the football. Eric Decker, all right, signed a one-year deal with the Titans. Do you buy or sell that move?
Oh, man, I'm buying that all day, man. Titans got some real good, young, talented receivers, but you bring a veteran like Eric Decker up in there to really guide and mold that team and show him some guidance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good move.
All right, Rich, go back to you. So Andrew Luck hurt his shoulder last season, and he hasn't thrown a football since, and the report saying he's not going to be back for training camp. If you are a Colts fan, are you worried that Andrew Luck has not thrown a pass since his surgery and that they don't know when he'll be ready to be back?
Yeah, as a fan, I would definitely be worried about that. They did not make the playoffs last year, and I didn't pick them to make it even close this year. I thought that would be the third best team in the division, but yeah, as a fan, I would definitely be worried.
Are you crazy as hell? You think I'm going to be the third best team in that division?
Texans. This is Titans, maybe.
You really crazy.
Man, you expect a lot from the Colts.
All right, Eric, I'm going to go dip into your Chicago Cubs. All right. Let me talk about your man, Anthony Rizzo, okay? The new leadoff man for the Chicago Cubs the past five games, okay? The past five games with Anthony Rizzo, the Cubs got a total of 37 runs in, and he's the first player to get on base for the first five starts. So he replaced that fat ass. What's his name?
Why Schwarber got to be a fat ass?
What's his name?
Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber.
It doesn't matter what his name is, damn it! He sucks! But anyways, he plays fat ass. So do you think this is their leadoff man for the rest of the season going forward?
I mean, I look at it like, man, it's not broke right now, so let's not try to fix it. I mean, Anthony's not the typical type, leadoff hitter, but it's working. And they've been inconsistent all year. Let's roll with it. See what to do.
Okay. All right, y'all. That's it for Rapid Reaction. Thank you for playing. Here we go. All right. Guys, that's actually what we have about it for today's podcast. What do you guys think? Let us know what your comments are and all of the topics that we discussed. What is your input? Let's see here. Rich, where can they find us at?
On Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. It's at TheTribePod. And if you want to email us, it's thetribecast16@gmail.com. That's what it is. And catch us on YouTube, too. We got our YouTube channel up. We got last week's episode up on there, so you can check us out on there, too.
Everybody, I just wanted to give out to our friends in Space City Sports. If you guys want to check anything out, and Houston-wise, go ahead and check out that page at Space City Sports. Check them out. Also, guys, I forgot to bring this up. The Big Three, it's a basketball organization with Ice Cube as the owner or whatever. And they got, they got old Hall of Famers. They got, Allen Iverson playing, coaching. They got Charles Oakley. They got, I don't know if you remember, Bonzi Wells, Steven Jackson.
Bonzi Wells.
You got all these old players playing in this league. It actually starts on Monday the 26th on FS1. Okay. I'm curious. I'm going to see it and just see what it's all about.
Yeah, I might check it out.
I
want to
see it.
Yeah,
I want to see how
check it out a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I want to check it out, see how the rules are. It is half court. Let us know what you guys think of it on the next podcast. Let us know if it was any good, if it was actually worth watching. I don't know. I'm if and and about it. I'm open about it.
At least want to check it out just to see what it's about. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to check it out a little bit, see what they do.
Okay. So just check that out. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being a part of the tribe. I am Dave Love. And for my man, Eric.
As usual, thank y'all for listening.
And my boy, Rich.
Yeah, we always appreciate you guys listening. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Be humble.
Be humble.
Sit down.
That's what I was thinking of right there. Sit down.
Rich. I mean, everybody, dream big, live bigger. Peace.
What's this? You guys have a podcast?
Eric, what are you doing over there?
Why is it there?
Jeff, what are you doing on that phone?
No, I'm sending a little podcast, the last episode out.
Hey, at the funeral, did Zahid cry?
No.
Why not?
Too old.